I think this is totally a hocus-pocus concept of what is happening there. It is just a wishful thinking on the part of the West to use religion for their own political ends. That is what it is, nothing more, nothing less. The fact is that religion has lost its value, and no communist country can afford to revive religion so that ultimately it can become a threat to their very system of economy and their philosophy. It's impossible. Nobody can afford that. Only they are making show of reviving religion, while in fact religion is not revived at all. Only some forms are added here and there with great cautiousness, so that the world abroad receives a message that something is happening in the right direction, while in fact nothing is happening in the right direction. I have asked Ahmadi boys and some Ahmadi grown-up people who went to Russia to observe things with a critical eye. And I told them how one must observe things there, what was happening. Now, there is such a talk about revival of Islam in Muslim Russia. There is no such thing at all. What they found was that some mosques were officially opened while they were closed before. And a very few old men whose average age was beyond 60, not less in any way, were there to say their prayers sometimes as they pleased. And there was an official mullah there to look after the affairs and to see to it perhaps that no young man takes interest in religion. And this is what they call the revival of Islam. It has nothing to do with Islam whatsoever. It's a political game. They want to cultivate their relationship more and more with the Muslim world, as well as they want to make it appear to the outside world that they also are religious, so religion must not oppose them. They make it appear that religion and communist philosophy can survive together. Well, this is not the case at all, but it's a long subject. I can't opine on it in this session. It's an independent subject which would take quite a few hours to discuss in detail. But one thing is very certain, that the youth in these areas is not at all religious-minded now. They have been completely debriefed and washed out as far as the religion is concerned. The sheet is absolutely clean now. What they are fighting for is not religion. What they are fighting for is the fact that they are beginning to feel that they have been deprived of many advantages of the free Russia, while European Russia is enjoying those advantages. And moreover, they are beginning to see that all the power concentration and all the industrial concentration is intentionally being made in the European Russia. And they are beginning to see the fact that the raw material, in most cases, belongs to the non-European Russia, which happens to be in majority Muslim area. And the revival is just that of consciousness that we are being exploited in the name of communism, which apparently does away with exploitation. So it is European Russia which is ruling in the name of entire Russia. Now that is one consciousness on their part. Another consciousness is taking place, is coming into being in European Russia, that the population of non-European Russia is expanding at a much faster rate than the population of European Russia. So they are becoming more and more cautious of this fact and conscious of this fact. So they are taking measures to offset this thing. Another thing, what is happening is this, that the language problem is becoming more and more acute. European Russia speaks Russian language, and the many other states, non-European states, have their own local languages. Now, when they come to the National Assembly, it was previously the practice that the speakers would use Russian, or perhaps one or two other languages, but they were not permitted to use the local languages. Now the representatives from those areas are insisting on speaking their language, whether people understand or not. So they have to translate them into Russian. So this is a division between the Orient and the Occident, not the religion and non-religion, religious or non-religious forces. And to think that even if religion is taking root, it is just like a stray seed sprouting under a shade with enough moisture and good soil. Sometimes a seed sprouts in arid land as well, occasionally. That doesn't mean that the whole country, whole desert is becoming, turning into a Garden of Eden. So if, as strange occurrences, somewhere there is a religious phenomenon to be observed, you can't rest your hopes on that. Because even in religious worlds outside, religious values are dying. How foolish it would be to conceive religion taking strong roots in Russia and on its own becoming a great power in Russian politics, while religion in the free world, where it is not at all hindered, is by itself dying down and its values are dying down. Only a pseudo-religion is being born in the name of politics. So whatever could have happened may have happened on these lines. Maybe a CIA-imposed religion is taking shape there, but not the true religion.
Please. Ask another question on
the same subject.
Following on to this subject, do you feel then religion is in the Western world, not just in Russia,
yes,
now is now being used for political purposes?
Exactly, it is.
Like,
very much so. Even in your universities and colleges, these subjects are introduced to train people in this direction, because they must make use of this new development, which is a political development and a controlled development. And for that, they must have their own scholars of their own training to be used in future. This is why new subjects are being added in universities. And this is all an organized crime against religion and against humanity. Because the religion they propose has nothing to do with God, nothing to do with religiousness itself. So it's all a fake thing.